You're listening to SBS News.
Ruslan, there's been a huge shift to online retailing during the pandemic, with more people staying and working from home. But did the strength of that shift surprise you?
Look, in general, it didn't surprise me because we knew online retail is growing and it's going to grow for a very long time. And what this did is accelerate a trend that was already happening. There were already more and more people shopping online every day. And this accelerated the trend and more customers turned to online shopping. And then we released some consumer behavior data today that showed that they were doing repeat purchases at a faster rate than ever before. So no, it wasn't a surprise, but we would have preferred it to not be a pandemic that causes this sort of behavior. We've obviously got a health crisis and an economic crisis on our hands. And you would have preferred this shift otherwise, but people are switching to online retail.
What kinds of things are they buying from the Kogan website?
Initially, it started with the things you need to work from home: laptops, office chairs, desks, keyboards, and so on. And now it's just everything. People have just stopped shopping in stores or prefer not to shop in stores because they feel that, you know, it's safer to shop from home. And they're buying the things they need from home. Like, nearly every category is booming. Luggage isn't, for instance. Like, nobody's buying luggage at the moment. But nearly every other category is seeing increases in demand as people change their behavior.
So you're not seeing shopper fatigue just yet? They're still spending?
Yeah, we're seeing lots of customers. We announced our July results where our sales are up 100% year on year. So, it's not surprising because bricks and mortar is the majority of retail. Like, it's, you know, depending on which report you read, bricks and mortar in Australia is 7 to 10% of retail. And majority happens in bricks and mortar stores. And in this environment, that's shifted. And people are preferring to shop online. They're changing the way that they shop and they're realizing the benefits. If you're a customer who's used to driving to a shopping center, looking for a parking spot, walking to a store, hoping that they've got your item on the shelf, and then, you know, listen to the salesperson, drive the item back home. If you've used to do that and now you've learned that you can click a couple of times and the item arrives at your door, why would you ever go back to the old way of doing things?
Ruslan, you've called this a retail revolution, but we are in a recession. How confident are you that consumers will continue to spend like they have?
You want the economy to be doing as well as possible at all times. You want people to be as comfortable as possible. But Kogan.com historically has seen that during periods of hardship or when people are tightening their belts is when our business booms, because for us, when people are being more frugal, when they're shopping around, when they're comparing prices, when they're doing their research and they start every shopping experience by opening their laptop, we're going to win more customers in that sort of environment. So we want the economy to be doing well, but we will benefit from shoppers doing more research and being more frugal.
What ultimately concerns you the most about this economic environment during the pandemic?
Look, from an e-commerce perspective, which is the world that I live in, the world that my team lives in, our industry is booming. And what we've said since 2006 when I launched this business is happening, in whereby, you know, we've got the retail revolution taking place. What concerns me is that I miss our team. I miss the people that I work with. I miss the office environment, the banter, the getting into a room together, debating ideas, having lunch together and all of that. And I think that, you know, you can't underestimate the world we live in at the moment, the impact it's having on people's livelihoods. So I want that to end as soon as possible, and I want to get back to life as normal and be in the office with our team again.
And for the business, where will the growth come from?
Well, our our business is growing quickly through the multiple divisions, and the Kogan Marketplace is one of those divisions that's driving huge growth. It enables us to scale infinitely without the need for any more resources. It's caused our product range to go from about 100,000 products to millions of items in a short space of time. And it ultimately creates more competition on our platform for our customers and more choice for our customers. And that's a very exciting area of our business.
Ruslan, just two more questions only, a few more just on your background. Ruslan, your family migrated from Belarus in the late 1980s. Having that migrant background, did that help you in business in any way?
I saw my parents arrive in Australia in 1989 with $90 in their pocket and work so hard to create a better life for me and my sister. And if you look at what it takes to be an immigrant, it's very similar to what it takes to be an entrepreneur. You've got to take a massive risk, drop everything you've got, travel into the unknown, and work really hard for a benefit that might not even be there. I grew up watching my parents work 3 to 4 jobs each, study English at the same time, whilst never missing a parent-teacher interview. So, that work ethic is such an incredible thing that my parents taught me. And it's very valuable business skill.
And just finally, I interviewed you around 12 years ago when you pretty much first started Kogan. In that time, what's the biggest lesson that you've learned?
Well, Ricardo, that was my first ever TV interview, and I still cherish that interview and hold on to it, and I've got it saved on my computer. I look at that interview and, when we scheduled this one in, I took a look at it and I saw myself wearing a business suit. That would have been the only interview where I wore a business suit. So, and you can see I'm not comfortable and I'm nervous in it. So I reckon one of the important things is be yourself. As long as, you're yourself doing what you absolutely love, and as long as you keep doing right by your customers while doing that, everything else will fall into place.